Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Okay, so ESPN put this out, NFL Films tweeted out that part you just heard right there. Now, let's be clear about what they're referencing. They're referencing a showed up by Brian Branch, or showed up by Patrick Mahomes. That's the taunting that they didn't flag. Took a shot. From Juju Smith-Schuster. That's the crackback block that
illegal
they didn't
block,
flag.
Yeah.
And they said Branch had a bad day, or the Chiefs got away with some stuff. However you want to look at it, they tweeted that out promoting Turning Point. They took the tweet down. Turning Point is still up. You can see the whole thing. It is still on the ESPN website. But there's more to report on this story. Kang, what's the very latest?
So Pat McAfee, he said that he spoke to NFL Films and asked them about the Brian Branch video that was released and then taken down, the one they teased, right, through their Twitter account, or formerly Twitter, now X. They thought it was overly critical to Branch, so they took it down, probably because of all the feedback they were getting, because you're the ones who put it up there in the first place. Yep. They also said, according to Pat McAfee, that they also should have never put it up to begin with. Now, I have not checked since then if it's still the whole entirety.
The whole thing
is
still there. Okay. I just logged in and it's still there.
So, I mean, they only took down the promotional part,
right,
I guess, of it, but it's still there.
That's weak. I mean, you're saying, well, we took it down. Okay. Is it down? No, but we took it down.
We took down the tweet.
Well, what'd you take down? We took down the promotion of it, but it's still there. Oh, yeah.
So,
it's there in its entirety.
Look, player got suspended. He obviously crossed a line.
He deserved to be suspended.
But this coming from a branch of the NFL Films, feels like a smear campaign. Now, with that said, Birch Kid is at Elm Park. We'll ask him next if this has been a topic at all out there today. That is straight ahead. Our picks coming up a little bit later on. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope everybody's doing well on this Friday. We'll have some picks coming up in about 12, 13 minutes. Scott, when the Lions don't play on Sunday, does it dramatically change your Sunday?
No. I mean, sometimes it does, absolutely. But this Sunday, I don't know if it's going to do it this Sunday.
Nothing particular big going on.
Had I not thrown my back out playing golf last Sunday, I would probably be playing golf on Sunday, assuming that the weather's good.
Yeah.
That would have been something would have been under consideration.
Kang, family man, two daughters, Sunday.
Yeah, like, what's wife telling you got to do?
It's a smart time.
It's a huge difference, man. When the Lions aren't on at one, I've got, that means I'm free. That means I'm available. And then when they're not on at all on Sunday, I'm available all day.
There you go. They're playing on Monday night, and the kid will be there covering it, the Birchie kid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes, we are merely Doug and Scott, and this is Will Birchfield. What's up, my man?
I appreciate that. Yeah. Not much, man. Just got back from practice. Some positive news to report on the injury front. Tyrion Arnold was back out there today, which was a bit of a surprise to see. Just a week after the Lions feared he might have been facing a potentially season-ending injury. Obviously, the follow-up reports were more optimistic, but this would suggest that there's at least a chance he could play on Monday night in the extra day. Probably only increases those odds. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But an encouraging sign for this defense, which obviously needs more bodies and more talented bodies in the secondary. So that was a sight for some sore eyes. And the way he was moving in a cone drill and we got some reporters flowing through here. So I apologize for any background noise.
But, it's quite all right.
Yeah, he was back out there, as was Taylor Decker.
It's Burkett, isn't it? It's Burkett.
It's all Burkett.
Yeah,
he's making an
Burkett.
Absolute ruckus as he comes through. The guy can't resist.
Yeah,
he usually comes through with a marching band, too. Watch out for that guy. it's exciting with that. But, I mean, in all honesty, they have the bye week after this game. Would it behoove the Lions probably just to let him sit for another week and get the rest? Or is this game so vitally important you got to have all hands on deck?
It's a good question, and I don't want to speak for their thinking. You know, I obviously think – the Bucs are limited themselves with some of their offensive weapons, and maybe that makes the Lions a little bit more comfortable to roll with the guys they have. The bye coming after this would also support the fact that maybe you get him out there and maybe you get Taylor Decker back out there. I will note on Tyrion, he said yesterday in the locker room, just in sort of a casual setting, that he wasn't expecting to play. He felt like the team was going to play it safe, so probably still less likely than more likely that he plays, but we'll see how it shakes out Monday night.
Has there been any discussion about the video that was tweeted out and as part of Turning Point? I know some Lions players have now tweeted about it. They're not happy regarding Brian Branch and Turning Point, like, going at him.
Yeah, no, there hasn't been yet. We haven't been to the locker room today, so certainly we'll ask around when we get in there. Kelvin Shepard was asked about it at his press conference this morning. He hadn't seen it, or at least he said he wasn't aware of it yet. He said he obviously stands behind Brian Branch, and no matter what the NFL might be saying or twisting about him. So, no, I haven't heard a whole lot of reaction in response to that yet. Shep did say, though, that you know, he sat down with Brian Branch this week, and I assure you he wasn't the only one to do that. But he said, first of all, like, he's missing him. You know, Branch isn't allowed in the building this week. He isn't allowed on the sidelines on Monday, so they won't see him again until next Tuesday. But before he was sort of shunned from the building, Shep had a chance to sit down with him, and he told him that at one point, you know, he kind of played the same way and towed the same line that Branch does as a highly emotional player that plays with an edge. And Shep told him, just understand, you have 60 minutes over the course of a game to, quote, do whatever you want to do to another man, and then kind of leave it right there. And he made the point that, you know, off the field, Branch is one of the most soft-spoken, politeful, respectful young men you'll ever meet, but emphasize to him, those 30 seconds in the national spotlight can entirely shape and change the way people perceive you, people view you. So just be mindful of that and remember how badly we need you on the field. I don't want to speak for Branch here, but part of me believes that he waited until after the game to take his well-deserved shot at Juju as a way to avoid costing his team 15 yards in the middle of action, and in the process cost his team himself for the ensuing game.
Yeah, one of the other visuals from that game that is hard to shake is that Kirby Joseph left the game and limping all over the place on the sideline, stays out for a while, but then comes back in like nothing ever happened. What's his status? How has he looked at practice?
Yeah, dude, I think they shot his knee with Red Bull inside that medical tent and then sent him back out there because he limped off the field, I agree.
Gives you
like
wings.
We weren't going to see him again that night. And then he comes out of that tent 10 minutes later and lays an absolute lick on Isaiah Pacheco, like came 15 yards charging up field just to lay the lumber on him. So he was not at practice today. And again, the game is Monday, so there's still a chance that he could practice tomorrow and get himself ready to go for Monday night. But that's a hard one to read. If you're asking me, I think it does behoove them in this case to give him the 2 weeks of rest and then get him right for the back half of the season. Again, I think it matters that the Bucs are entering this game without Godwin, without Ibuka, who was looking like a rising superstar, even without Bucky Irving. And if they can just keep a lid on Mike Evans, you feel like the secondary should be okay, even if it's missing its two star safeties.
Okay, you know, they don't lose two games in a row under Dan Campbell. They've seen
not allowed
it, no. Yeah. Well, I was about to ask you, after a loss, is the building different? Like, is there a secret to the sauce? Do you sense anything from them after a loss?
No, I think that's part of why they haven't lost two games in a row in almost 3 years, because after a win or a loss, it's just back to work here, and it's back to striving for their standards, which are incredibly high. And certainly they want to get rid of the taste they had in their mouth last week. And I think they're looking forward to this stretch of games that includes not just Tampa, but on the other side of the bye, Minnesota and then Philly and Washington, knowing that they'll be tested pretty stiffly here over the next month. But no, this team is always highly motivated to play. And, you know, you look at the game last week, you know, really just a couple plays that were entirely uncharacteristic of this team that swung that game in the Chiefs' favor with some help from you-know-who. So, you know, I don't think they feel like they played terribly last week, and they're ready to fix it on Monday night, and they're always ready to go.
So I wonder, as a team as a whole, is there a different look to them in practice this week? Is it a more focused look from them? I can't imagine. Losing does not sit well with them. So is this like a raring to get back on the field and prove everything wrong?
Yeah, you know, I think they feel some of that. I think they're raring to go. I think of one player in particular, and David Montgomery, who obviously only had 4 carries last week, which was the low of his time with the Lions, and no carries in the second half, just 2 second half touches. I can promise you that he is raring to go for Monday night. And, you know, it felt like at this time last week, all of the angst around the lack of touches for a certain player in the offense centered around J-Mo. And then, you know, he lines up Sunday night, catches 6 passes for 66 yards and a touchdown. And a week later, we seem to be fixating on Demo. And it would not shock me to see the Lions make a concerted effort to get David involved and keep him involved over the course of the game, no matter how the game script goes. You know, one interesting note on Demo is he has faced, I believe the last I looked, the third highest rate in the NFL this year of 8-man boxes. So when he's on the field, defenses are really committing to stopping the run. And maybe that has dissuaded the Lions a little bit from handing him the ball, but this is a guy that needs more touches than 6 over the course of a night and needs more than 2 certainly in the second half. So in a game that feels like it could be decided in the mud between 2 physical defenses, this might be a Demo kind of night.
All right. When can we see you next on television?
You'll see me on Sunday morning for our usual Lions game day live slot. And then you'll see me possibly Sunday night. I should probably go consult the schedule. but you'll see me on there whenever you feel like it. Quick note for you guys entering this game. The matchup to me to watch here is how Graham Glasgow holds up against Vita Vea, who's obviously just like one of those rare defensive linemen that can wreck a game from the inside out, from like the dirtiest, muckiest parts of the defensive line. And it cracked me up yesterday when I was talking with Graham about Nada. He was like, the thing that stands out about him is that because he's short, he has good pad level and built-in leverage. And I went to look at how short Vita Vea is. He's 6'4". It gives you a sense of the scale for humans in the NFL, especially up front. And when I asked Graham if he's consulted Frank Ragnow for any advice on that matchup, because Frank had faced him so frequently the past couple of years, Graham said, nah, he's probably in like Canada fishing or something. So it sounds like Frank is living his best life. But the matchup to watch Monday night, offense, defense, to me is Glasgow versus Vita Vea.
Birch Kid, always good to hear from you. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Talk soon.
From the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions, our reporter, the intrepid Will Bertrand. Let's pick some games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.